Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Revvity, a name you might not hear every day, but one that's carving out a solid spot in the life sciences and diagnostics space. I'm pumped to dive into this with you today because Revvity, formerly known as PerkinElmer and trading under the ticker RVTY, is a company with some intriguing dynamics for long-term investors like us. Whether you're looking to build wealth over decades or just curious about what's moving this stock right now, let's unpack what makes Revvity tick, where it's stumbling, and what could shape its future. Grab a coffee, and let's get into it. Quick overview of Revvity. For those who might not be super familiar, Revvity operates in the life sciences and diagnostics industry, part of the broader healthcare sector. They're focused on providing tools, software, and services that power research, drug development, and clinical diagnostics. Think of them as the behind-the-scenes enablers for breakthroughs in personalized medicine and biotech innovation. With a market cap in the billions and a global footprint, they're not a small player, but they're also not a household name like some of the big pharma giants. Their mission is all about advancing human health, and they've got a workforce of thousands driving that vision. Now, let's set the stage with some recent developments before we dive deeper. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Revvity has been making some noise with their strategic moves. From the news snippets, it's clear they're doubling down on innovation, particularly in areas like AI-driven solutions for healthcare and diagnostics. This isn't just buzzword bingo, it's a potential game changer for how they position themselves in a competitive market. On the performance front, their stock has shown mixed results recently. Over the past month, they've had a slight uptick, but the longer-term trends over 6 months and a year suggest they're lagging behind some industry peers. Compared to the broader healthcare sector, Revvity's numbers aren't setting the world on fire, but there are pockets of resilience we'll explore. With that in mind, let's break this down through a SWOT lens to see what's working, what's not, and what could be on the horizon for long-term investors. SWOT analysis. Strengths: solid organic growth. According to their latest Q3 2025 earnings call, Revvity reported a 1% organic growth. Now that might not sound like much, but in a tough market where some competitors are flat or declining, it shows they're holding their own. This growth is tied to their focus on high-demand areas like diagnostics and life sciences research. Innovation leadership with AI. One of the standout points from the earnings call is their push into AI, both internally for operational efficiency and externally for market solutions. This isn't just a trend they're following, it's a strategic move to stay ahead in a tech-driven healthcare landscape. For us long-term investors, this signals adaptability and future-proofing. Strong margins. Digging into their financials, Revvity's gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry averages. This tells me they're managing costs effectively while still delivering value, which is a great sign for sustainable profitability over time. Global presence. Their revenue breakdown by geographic segments shows a balanced spread across regions. This diversification reduces risk from any single market downturn and positions them well to capture growth in emerging economies. Weaknesses. Underwhelming stock performance. Let's be real. Revvity's stock hasn't been a star performer. Over the past year, their returns are underwhelming compared to the broader healthcare sector. For retail investors like us, this raises questions about whether management can deliver the kind of growth that justifies holding through volatility. Debt levels. Looking at their balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. While it's not at crisis levels, it's something to watch. High debt can limit flexibility for R&D or acquisitions, especially if interest rates stay elevated. This could be a drag on long-term growth if not managed carefully. Slow revenue acceleration. Despite that 1% organic growth, their revenue trends over the past few years from the income statements aren't showing the kind of explosive growth you'd want in a high-potential sector like life sciences. They're steady, but steady doesn't always cut it when competitors are sprinting. Opportunities, AI and tech integration. I can't stress enough how big of a deal their AI initiatives could be. As mentioned in the earnings call, they're leveraging this tech to create new market solutions. If they can carve out a niche as a leader in AI-driven diagnostics, that's a massive tailwind for the next 5 to 10 years. For long-term investors, this is the kind of forward-thinking strategy we want to see. Growing demand in life sciences. The industry itself is on an upward trajectory, with aging populations and personalized medicine driving demand for Revvity's core offerings. Their positioning in this space means they're well-placed to ride this wave, especially if they can innovate faster than peers. Valuation upside. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overblown either, suggesting there's room for the stock to appreciate if they execute on growth plans. This could be a sweet spot for patient investors looking to buy in before the market catches on. Threats. Competitive pressure. The life sciences and diagnostics space is cutthroat. Bigger players with deeper pockets and smaller, nimble innovators are constantly vying for market share. Revvity needs to keep innovating or risk being left behind, especially as industry performance metrics show others pulling ahead. Economic sensitivity. While healthcare is often seen as recession-proof, R&D budgets and capital expenditures can take a hit during economic downturns. If we see a slowdown, Revvity's customers might tighten their belts, impacting revenue. Their latest earnings call hinted at cautious optimism, but macro risks are real. Regulatory hurdles. Operating in diagnostics and life sciences means dealing with heavy regulation. Any delays or setbacks in getting products approved could stall growth. This isn't unique to Revvity, but it's a constant shadow over the sector that long-term investors need to factor in. Key insights for investors. All right, let's tie some of this together with a few nuggets to chew on. First, that AI push is a double-edged sword. It's exciting, but it's also unproven at scale for Revvity. If they nail it, we could be looking at a serious re-rating of the stock over the next few years. On the flip side, their debt levels make me a bit cautious. I'm not saying it's a deal breaker, but I'd want to see free cash flow trends improving to cover those obligations without stifling growth. Speaking of cash flow, their operating cash flow numbers are decent, but CapEx is eating into free cash flow. This isn't unusual for a company investing in innovation, but it's something to monitor. For those of you playing the medium-term game, keep an eye on their next earnings report for updates on AI projects and debt management. Long-term, the story here is about patience. Revvity isn't a quick flip, but it could be a steady compounder if they play their cards right. Closing thoughts. So where does Revvity stand for us long-term investors? Honestly, it's a mixed bag with a lean toward cautious optimism. Their strengths in innovation and market positioning are real, and the opportunities around AI and industry growth are tantalizing. But the weaknesses in stock performance and debt, coupled with competitive and economic threats, mean this isn't a slam dunk. If you're building a diversified portfolio for wealth over decades, Revvity could be a solid piece, but I'd temper expectations for explosive near-term gains. Keep this one on your radar, do your own digging into their upcoming quarterly results, and let's see if they can turn those opportunities into tangible wins. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, live, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Revvity's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going.